An Iranian refugee on Nauru, whose wife tried to incinerate herself, says despair at indefinite detention is to blame for the suicide attempt. The woman locked herself in the family's accommodation unit and set it alight last week. Security guards rescued her before flames destroyed the building. She's now being cared for in the Immigration Department-controlled mental health unit on Nauru. In Peter Lloyd's report, he uses only the refugees' first names to protect their privacy.
Shadell is 27. His wife, Fatima, is 30. He says she's been making no secret of her desperation ever since the couple arrived on Nauru. He says there have been previous attempts at self-harm, but nothing like last week.
She told them everything, and she said, I'm getting tired of this life, and I don't want to continue this life. I want to kill myself too.
Videotape shows the family's accommodation ablaze. A security guard risked his life to rescue Fatima from the building before it was destroyed. She didn't suffer any physical injuries, but Shadell says she's in an even more fragile mental state because the attempted suicide failed.
I just need her to be back.
I just need to get her back, he says.
Please bring back my life to me.
Please bring back my wife to me, he adds. The couple had hoped to settle in Australia when they arrived here by boat in August 2013 at Christmas Island. But 6 months later, they were transferred to Nauru. Shadell is explaining that they have a son too when the boy interrupts. And that's him in the background now, is it?
Yeah, he's in back of me.
The boy knows his mum isn't well. He doesn't understand why, but his dad says he's very anxious.
And he just asked me what happened for my mom and what happened for my house and my clothes and everything.
Shadell says worries about little Mohammed have added to Fatima's mental health problems too. He claims the child was roughed up by guards a few months after landing in Nauru and lost a tooth. Now his wife is under the care of the mental health unit on Nauru. But Shadell says that's not giving him confidence. He says the couple have been in and out of that facility for the last 3 months trying to get help. Fatima is now a patient, but Shadell says he still doesn't believe the IMHS facility will make any difference.
They just say everything is okay, but real thing is everything not okay, just going down.
They just say everything is okay, but real thing is everything not okay, just going down, he says.
Peter Lloyd with that report, and an Immigration Department spokeswoman says Australia provides comprehensive medical support services to the Regional Processing Centre in Nauru and to the Nauruan government health facilities. She also says the department is aware of the allegations of assault against a child, but there has been no report of a lost tooth.